The boy clung to the rail with a death grip as the ship lurched violently in the storm. It was sinking. All around him was darkness and the roar and crash of waves as the ship buckled and rain lashed down. The wind was shrill and whip sharp. But for all the noise, the ship was empty of people. Where was everyone? The boy ran along the deck, slipping and sliding to the wheelhouse. It was deserted. He sprinted down the length of the ship, hurtling below deck to the captain's quarters. He pounded on the door, desperate to be heard over the sound of the thunder and the howling of the wind. But it was impossible. The door opened suddenly, and the first mate slipped out, a long leather pouch clutched in his hand. He startled when he saw the boy, and quickly hid his hand behind him. "Sir, the storm," began the boy. But the man shoved him aside and hurried down the passage. The boy held onto the side for balance and stumbled into the cabin. The captain was lying in his bunk, fast asleep. The room had been ransacked. Drawers were hanging open and books had been tossed all over the place. The ship listed sharply, and the debris on the floor slid to one side of the room where water was pooling, creeping darkly over fallen books.